now to some of those who've been trying to make a difference, and I think making a huge difference to people who are in hospital. Hospital radio folks up and down the country have been carrying on, maybe not as usual, but have been carrying on anyway, offering all sorts of entertainment and information and stimulation, from in-ward bingo to quizzes. And it's been noted by the BMA, the British Medical Association. Jamie Pritchard is the chair of Radio Glamorgan. Sam Thomas is broadcasting manager and presenter at Radio Bronglais in Aberystwyth. Morning, Jamie. Morning, Sam.
Morning.
Hi there. Well, Sam, tell us what you've been doing.
Oh, well, it's been a strange time because, clearly none of us can really get into the studio to broadcast. So we've been sort of looking at our programme schedule and enabling our presenters to broadcast from home. And it's actually been a strange thing because it's enabled us to have actually lots more programmes than we would have done before because, people off work from their various jobs and they've got the ease of being able to do programmes from home, which is pretty exciting.
How have you been doing it in terms of technology, Sam?
Yeah, it's marvellous, really. It's all done through the internet. We've got a really good sort of technical team ourselves, as I mentioned to Tom, who's been helping us set everything up. But yeah, all over the internet, and people have sort of got their computers and USB microphones at home and access into the internal systems at the radio station, and they're able to send their programmes into the studio and then on to the patients.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing this morning as well. Technology's incredible, isn't it? Have you been doing similarly, Jamie?
Yeah, so we've had people kind of sending in programmes from home, and I'm currently sat in my home studio as well. So it's been challenging on a number of levels for us here at Radio Glamorgan, but it's been well received by the health board. It's been well received by patients and staff alike. So it's been brilliant over the last few days, few weeks, even though it's been challenging.
Have you been doing anything different in terms of the content and the coverage?
Yeah, so it's been... So we've kind of had to, like Sam said, we've kind of changed our schedule a little bit. So on a Monday, Wednesday and a Friday, we've introduced a request show, which we normally do anyway, but we're unable to go to the wards because of restrictions on movement. So we've kind of introduced it via our website where patient staff can request songs and literally talk to their loved ones because they can't obviously visit the wards. And we've put together request shows from home. So if they want to request Queen or ELO or Stereophonics, we can do that from technology, as Sam said as well. We've got technology, we've got internal systems, which I can get hold of here. So it's been challenging, but a bit bananas at times, but we've managed it.
Good morning, Jamie and Sam. It's Natasha here. Sam, just a question for you this morning. Just in terms of, it's nice for you, isn't it, to be able to give something back and carry on. A lot of people haven't been able to work, have they, because of the lockdown. Some people are furloughed. Is it nice to sort of keep going and give something back?
Yeah, definitely. It's sort of it's a great feeling that we can sort of help make a difference and sort of help keep morale and spirits good in the hospital. And it's good for us as well to be able to carry on and not have to be stuck with sort of boredom. We've got a whole new challenge and a sort of whole new level of importance for our service, which is really exciting.
And it's been really rewarding for us as well because the volunteers are missing doing their shows because we're run entirely by volunteers. We try to keep them engaged as well. So we've been doing weekly quizzes on Zoom and we've been kind of keeping engaged with them, keeping the morale high, because if their morale is high, then we can kind of push the morale towards the staff who are doing a fantastic job, not just at the Cardiff and Vale University Health Board where we serve, but across the country too. We broadcast to parts of the hospital as well. So if they're walking down, music is really powerful to anyone. So if they hear their favorite song or they hear a good song, it kind of keeps them kind of motivated and boosts themselves during this tough time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you whether the NHS staff get involved, because not all we can do, but largely what we've been doing is standing on our doorsteps on a Thursday, banging saucepans and clapping, and never have NHS staff been held in such high regard. When you're on the inside, I guess you can do a little bit more, can you, Sam?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we've heard from several members of staff in the hospital that, you know, the service has been really important to them. And I think that's something that people don't really recognise about hospital radio in the past, is that people generally think it's for the patients. But we're very focused on the staff as well. And I think, you know, being able to connect them with family members who perhaps, I know some of them are sort of living away from home because of the self-isolation rules and whatnot. So it's an important service for them as well. And it's nice that we can do so. For them.
Well, keep up the good work, guys. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Sam Thomas from Radio Bronglais in Aberystwyth and Jamie Pritchard from Radio Glamorgan in the Cardiff and Vale NHS area.